Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim, Fred, Steve, and Ray. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Steve Paisley, Jordog.
Yeah.
Rocking the Paisley today.
I don't know what to call this.
It's kind of a hybrid.
It's kind of a tie-dye thing, it looks like. But
this is like
it's a flower child.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Peace, love. Peace, love. Rock and roll.
All right. You wear long-sleeve shirts every day, or?
My dress shirts are
long sleeve.
I tend to dress up a little bit more than most here, but and they're long.
There's nothing wrong with that. I wasn't judging you. I was just asking a question.
Right? I have short sleeve shirts. Some of them given to me by.
Right, does the Bible say anything about long sleeve or short sleeve?
It does not. I think this is Christian freedom here. And
okay.
Yeah. I like the shirt. I don't know what to call it, yeah. Steve, but it's. There's a lot happening.
What's
there.
What's that pattern there, Ray?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff happening on that shirt. I like it.
The more people look at my shirt, the less they look at my face. It's my public service to the rest of the world.
All right. Well, Steve, go right ahead, my friend.
All right. This is kind of following up a little bit what you guys were talking about around the bend last hour. And I've got several stories in a row about this. Ending with a good news story, but there is a host on ESPN. She's one of the hosts of Sunday NFL Countdown. Her name is Samantha Ponder, and she has come out against the transgender madness that's going on in four women's sports. She is. In favor of this is her tweet. This would take away so many opportunities for biological women and girls in sports. It is a shame that we are needing to fight for the integrity of Title IX in 2023, and the reason it was needed in the first place. She, of course, is talking in defense of Riley Gaines and kind of about Will Thomas.
What's her name?
Her name is Samantha Ponder. P-O-N-D-E-R.
Okay, this is a big deal. The reason I say that is, and you may not follow NFL football, folks, and I don't watch this show, for example. I'm more of a college football guy. But anyway, I do watch the NFL some in some games. But a lot of people tune in to this show. It's on ESPN. It's called Sunday, what is it called?
Sunday NFL Countdown.
Okay. And she's the lead anchor, mm-hmm. All right, on this pregame show.
Right.
She's an employee of Disney / ESPN.
Yes, she is.
Right?
Yes.
And
at least at this moment,
Disney ESPN has staked out a position that they believe transgendered boys ought to be able to compete against girls. That's where they've come down. And, in fact, ESPN gave Bruce / Caitlyn Jenner an award for bravery a few years ago. Okay, Bruce Jenner is his original name. He did officially change his name to Caitlyn Jenner, just FYI there. That's to the side. So this lady is very... She's one of the top ESPN's, personalities. And for her to come out like this is going directly opposition to her employer. Mm-hmm. So she's putting a lot on the line, but she's absolutely right. She's standing up for women's sports.
Yeah.
And she's saying, what did she say? I agree with her. She said, I can't believe it's come to this.
She says it's a shame that we are in need to fight for the integrity of Title IX in 2023.
This, to me, this is going to be one of the defining political issues.
I agree.
In 24. Because I don't know this lady at all. But,
I've seen her. I watched the show sometimes.
I'm not sure where she stands on some of the other issues, political right. issues. You know, but this is moving a lot of people who may have been on the left over to the right. They're saying this is insane.
Right, right.
That you are allowing a biological male
right.
to compete against females.
Right.
This doesn't make sense. This is so far removed from common sense.
I agree. I think this crosses ideological or political lines. I think this is a dead loser for the Democrats.
Yes.
If they're going to go full board on boys dominating girls' sports and calling themselves and saying, we're good with that, Ray, it doesn't matter. You can call them a girl if you want to, but they're still guys. They're still boys. And that's obvious for everybody to see. Go ahead.
Well, obvious is a good word. It's common sense, right? This isn't a Republican or Democrat observation. This is a common sense observation. Born a man, you are a man. Born a woman, you are a woman. And I got to say, I didn't know this woman who's host of the program, but she certainly is taking her career in her hands.
Yes.
By daring to, she's basically taking a stand against her own network. That's not easy to do.
Yeah.
And it's Disney owned.
Yeah. Yeah, because Disney owns ESPN. And so she's tweeting out. But, you know, I agree with you, Fred. I think this is going to be a big issue in the upcoming, in 2024, in Congress, Senate races, also in the presidential election. Because Biden's just not going to want to talk about this. And I don't know how much he'll be able to talk about anything in a year from now, quite frankly, given his condition. But this is a loser for the Democrats.
I think every Democrat running for office should be asked about this. We know what happened in the House this morning. Every Democrat voted against this bill about protecting women's sports.
Right. The Democrats have said we support the transgendered movement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Democrats are the ones oftentimes who accuse Republicans of being science deniers when it comes to climate change.
Mm-hmm.
You hear this all the time. Oh, these people are flat earth. They don't believe in science. That's the left criticizing conservatives over man-made global warming, which I don't believe in.
No.
So I would be one of the flat earthers they would be talking about. But I'm not saying the climate isn't warming somewhere, maybe, but I'm just saying it's not caused by man. All right, but getting off the issue here. But these people who say we're science deniers are the same people who say that a man can be a woman if he says he is.
Yes.
Okay. No, you can't. That's denying science.
Yes.
Now, if you want to say he's a man or a boy who feels like he's a girl in his mind or a female, I think that's an accurate description of a transgendered person. Okay. But they are not.
No.
A man is not a woman because he says he is.
That's right.
And so these, I would say you're a science denier.
Of course.
Or at least a biology denier.
A biology denier. Mm-hmm. So I just think this is, but you know, whether a person wants to, a man wants to wear a dress and walk around town and call himself a woman, that's one thing. You know, if that person just lives their life and doesn't try to force that on other people. Most people say, well, you know, that's the choice they've made. I don't agree with it, but they're not hurting anybody. Yeah. Okay.
But they are.
Okay. We can talk. I'm not talking about physically. Or, no,
but they are.
Okay. Okay. But not all of them.
No.
No. But this does touch everybody.
Yeah.
When you're talking about the same person who would take the sort of live and let live view that I just expressed, would also say, but I got a problem with my 12-year-old girl having to go up against a 12-year-old guy in soccer or basketball or tennis. That's not fair. That's not right. And so that's the position of you're going to find 80 to 90% of the American public.
And going up against a 8-year-old is one thing, but what if you are an 18-year-old? I want to introduce you to Peyton McNabb. She's a high school senior in North Carolina. North Carolina is considering a bill to put integrity back into women's sports, and she's supporting this bill. Her name is Peyton McNabb. She's a high school senior at Hiawassee Dam High School, and she's a volleyball player. And I want you to listen to what she has to say that happened to her, Cut 11.
Hi, my name is Peyton McNabb. I'm a senior at Hiawassee Dam High School in Murphy, North Carolina. Due to the North Carolina High School Athletic Association policy allowing biological males to compete against biological females, my life has forever been changed. On September 1st, 2022, I was severely injured in a high school volleyball game by a transgender athlete on the opposing team. I suffered from a concussion and neck injury that to this day I'm still recovering from. Other injuries I still suffer from today include impaired vision, partial paralysis on my right side, constant headaches, as well as anxiety and depression. I was unable to play the rest of my last volleyball season, and although I'm currently playing softball, I'm not able to perform as well as I know I have in the past because of the injury. My ability to learn, retain, comprehend has also been impaired, and I require accommodations at school for testing because of this.
Lawsuit. Lawsuit. She ought to be suing the pants off that organization that put that rule in place.
Well, that's the state. That's the school district.
Yes.
It's a government entity.
Sue them.
Yeah.
Sue them.
Well, and this is, Ed, I know you've been talking about the inequity part of it, Tim, about the basketball players, you know, 6'9". Guy playing on the girls' team, but there's some serious danger when you get into a semi-contact sport like volleyball.
Of course.
Now, go ahead.
Well, if women's sports are not protected, and by the way, there are a number of states who are doing this on their own. North Carolina is considering it, putting into state law protections for women's sports. And I don't know how many states have done this, but several of the red states have gone on to go ahead and do this. Biden is trying to do an end run here against the red states by making this a federal issue. And he's saying, you know what? You don't let boys play girls' sports, you're not getting money from the federal government. That's what Biden's trying to do.
Right. Yeah.
Okay? Because Biden and the Democrats believe in the transgender movement. They believe that you know, they're all a problem with girls. Now, you know what's going to be interesting, Steve and Ray and Fred? We talked about this some. If this continues, some guy is going to figure out that he can beat women in sports that pay a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when these lefties are going to have to – that'll be interesting. Does Serena Williams – agree that a man should be able to play women's tennis and break all her records?
I don't think she'd like it. But who knows what she'd say in public because of cancellation and everything. I'm looking it up.
Looking up what?
What if she said anything on it?
Oh, Serena Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Ray, any thoughts on this?
It's madness. And mm-hmm. I think about this testimony we just heard. So what happened was some guy, bigger and stronger and just more athletically inclined, masquerading as a woman, spiked the ball over the net, causing tremendous physical pain and ongoing damage. How can people look at this and say this is right? All this does is destroy the whole notion of girls' sports. Fred, I agree with you. This is a lawsuit waiting to happen. I hope she files it, and I think she'll win if she does.
There's a an opinion piece that I'm looking at online that the title of which is Serena Williams' Deafening Silence on Transgender Competitors in Sports. So my feeling is she hasn't.
Well, she's a celebrity, and she knows that if she says what she really feels, at least at this point, she doesn't want to say anything. She doesn't want to stand up to protect girls' sports because she doesn't want to be condemned as being transphobic. So Hey, look, will we move on to this IRS whistleblower story? Do you have that?
Can I do one more thing here? Because I think this is important.
Sure.
Because this whole ideology has invaded corporate America, but not everybody. I want to introduce you to a company called Agard Watches, E-G-A-R-D. They're kind of high-end. If you want to look them up online, agardwatches.com. It's a company out of Florida. The watches go anywhere from $350 to $1,500. But I want you to see, they put out a video, and they have several videos on their website all along the same line. But listen to what this American company has put, unbidden, has put out. Cut 10.
What is a woman? Is a woman a history of achievements quickly being erased? Is a woman a feminine force of nature? Is a woman a sister, a daughter, a mother? Is a woman the wonder of childbirth? Is a woman a caregiver? Is a woman a warrior who fought for her place? Is that now being taken away, soon to be forgotten? Is that not worth protecting?
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't.
And how long do we sit idly by and not stand for the sacred value of womanhood as it loses all meaning?
Wow. I want a new watch. Wow. It's going to be an Agard watch.
Well, what company was that?
E-G-A-R-D, Agard. You can look on their website. They got several different. They got a video in support of police. They've got a video, just several of these videos. Their company's, I think, is out of Florida. E-G-A-R-D-watches.com. And I, by the way, I also sent Brent the story about the volleyball player that he can post on our Facebook page.
Today's Issues Facebook page? Yes. Okay. Fred, you were going
to Democrats are going to lose on this. They are going to lose on this. The other thing, the other part of this is the personal pronoun thing. People start getting fired because they won't address a person who claims to be a girl as she when they know he's, you know, last week he was he. There are companies now that are willing to force employees to be fired unless they go with this personal pronoun thing. This is just going to boil
over. Is that
what
Governor DeSantis was talking about last hour?
It's one of the things.
That we're not going to do this in schools in Florida?
We're not going to do this.
Right. All right, let's talk for just a moment about this IRS whistleblower story, Steve.
Yeah. So a career or at least a longtime employee at the IRS who's not naming himself as a whistleblower. He's asking for protection, but he says he has ironclad proof that Hunter Biden and also by connection, President Biden are the recipients of money, basically have participated in criminal activity, and he's seeking protection. I don't know, and I'm still reading up on this. It's ongoing as we speak. I don't think yet he's been very specific with what he has, other than to say that he's got the receipts.
So we don't know who he is.
No.
He wants to speak before Congress, testify?
Yes.
And he says he's an IRS agent or former?
A career IRS criminal supervisor special agent.
Oh, that's pretty high up.
Who has been overseeing the ongoing and sensitive investigation of, high-profile controversial subject since early 2020.
He works for the IRS. And what he's come out and said is that there's a whole bunch of junk going on with Hunter Biden.
And the Biden family.
And too. The Biden family. And the claim is the Biden administration is thwarting this investigation.
Right. It's a cover-up.
It's a cover-up.
He's saying this guy's willing to go on the record, and I guess his name's going to – he's a whistleblower. Ray, his name would be out there soon.
Well, you would think. Is he current? You're saying he's a current employee of the IRS?
I believe he is.
According to the Fox News story, it's a whistleblower within the Internal Revenue Service. People may be asking, okay, what is this about? My understanding at this point is that there's Hunter Biden tax violations having to do with his business associates in China and other countries. And he's making money from these business associations, and it's not being claimed. That's why the IRS is involved.
Here again, listen, Republicans are human, and they can make mistakes, and they can cheat, lie, and steal like Democrats. Okay, so I'm not. So if somebody says to me what I'm about to say, they might say, well, yeah, but Republicans do fill in the blank. Okay, I'm gonna put that aside for just a moment. This story right here is explosive. What we're talking about here is Hunter Biden made a mint while his daddy was vice president.
Yes.
His daddy made a little bit too.
Well, that's yet to be proven.
Right.
But we all know the big guy is going to get some money, right? So is that legal or illegal? Can the child, and he's not a child, how am I trying to express this? The relative of, in this case, a son of a sitting vice president, is it legal or not for him to trade on his dad's influence and name to make millions of dollars? I would just like a Democrat to say what the rules are.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's illegal.
Yes.
It's certainly unethical, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So you have records here. In addition to this whistleblower is saying, listen, they're covering up for Hunter Biden, and I got the goods. Isn't that what he's saying, Fred?
Yes.
And so this could be, as I say, explosive. Then you have these documented visits to the White House while Biden was VP.
Mm-hmm.
By business associates and like dozens of meetings, dozens of meetings in the White House that are unexplained by business associates of Hunter Biden that he set up.
But apparently they only talked about golf and maybe ballet lessons.
Well, we all know that
he knew nothing about his son's business dealings.
Okay, that's another aspect of this. We all know this is not true. First of all, nobody believes Joe Biden doesn't talk to his son about his business. Every dad talks to his son about his business, so that's bogus.
Yes.
Okay. But the media, this is where you talk about this, Fred, all the time. Only some of the media are even interested in this story. But it might go beyond their protection of Biden because it could get congressional hearings. You could potentially get authorities. I was going to say Justice Department. Bad chance.
Right.
You could get some DA somewhere. You could have some trouble here, especially after Biden leaves the White House. So this is interesting that a whistleblower for the IRS, who's pretty high up, says they're covering up for Biden. The Biden family, and I want to talk about it publicly.
Yes.
That's what he's saying.
Yes, want to get it out there.
Yeah. All right, Ray, thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Tim.
Steve, thank you.
My pleasure.
Steve, if you could find out what kind of pattern that is of the shirt
I'll get
wearing.
A name for it. I'll get on it with my fashion guru.
I would like to know because
Ray Pritchard.
Ray doesn't have an answer. Fred doesn't know what it is, and I'm not sure.
Okay.
All right, Fred, thank you.
You bet.
Steve, thank you.
My pleasure.
My thanks to Chris Woodward, Jan Markell, Brent Creeley, our producer. And you have a wonderful day, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.